Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. This is Robin Dupree, Digital Media Manager of BIC Magazine. Today, I want to give y'all a preview of BIC Magazine's November-December issue, which has just been released in print and on BICMagazine.com. Joining me is Andrew White, Senior Editor of BIC Magazine. Andrew has been with BIC for 9 years and is based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He has interviewed many of the industry's key players and helped share their insight and knowledge with our readers. Andrew also works closely with several BIC members, and he loves highlighting all the good they do for the industry and each issue of the magazine. In the combined November-December issue, there are several themes. Among them, we learn more about developing turnaround scope correctly, understanding and avoiding the VPP slump, and performing process safety at an elite level. Now let's dive into this issue a little more. Andrew, can you tell me a little bit about BIC Alliance's CEO, Earl Hurd? We heard that he formally stepped down from the company. Can you discuss the transition taking place?
Sure, Robin. Like any successful company, BIC has been blessed with a great staff that is second to none. Therefore, Earl feels like now is the right time to announce his retirement and pass the baton to BIC's younger leaders. BIC Alliance's Thomas Brinsko, who's been with the company since 1999, will be our new CEO and publisher. Also, Vice President Jeremy Osterberg will be promoted to President and CEO. Earl knows BIC is in good hands with Thomas and Jeremy at the helm.
I think this will be a great future for the company, and we're all looking forward to it. Another featured article on page 9 focuses on how the industry handled this year's challenges and how it is equipped to handle the cyclical uncertainties. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. AFPM President and CEO Chet Thompson recently led a State of the Industry panel, which featured refinery and manufacturing executives. 2020 has brought dramatic changes to the oil and gas and petrochemical industries, largely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this has caused many sites to change the way they're handling production. If you read this article in November-December issue, you'll find out more about how COVID-19 is affecting their production and schedules.
I'm looking forward to reading that. And this issue's featured site manager is Greg Gray. He oversees LyondellBasell's Lake Charles Polymers plant. What can we learn from him?
Well, when we spoke with Greg, Hurricane Laura had just devastated Lake Charles, so he had a lot on his plate, and he still does. But Greg is a Texas native who loves Louisiana's great food and fun atmosphere. As a site manager, Greg is responsible for the safety of every employee and contractor on his site. And in order to be effective at this critical responsibility, he strives to build connections with a variety of people. Greg explains that building strong relationships with employees, contractors, customers, suppliers, peers, and community leaders helps establish trust.
And what about Rick Campo? I know he's the chairman of the Port of Commission of the Port of Houston Authority. He's featured in this issue. And what news does he have to share?
Yeah, in that article, Rick really emphasizes the importance of the Houston Ship Channel to Texas and the national economy. 20% of Texas's gross domestic product goes through the Port of Houston. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the port and its terminals remained open, and I don't think people realize how essential they are to the U.S. economy.
An international cooling tower is featured on the front cover. Can you tell us more about what they specialize in?
International Cooling Tower, also known as ICT, they're an expert in turnkey cooling tower solutions. While working in the Gulf Coast's largest facilities, ICT actually uses innovative construction methods for complete cooling tower replacements. They've been doing it since 1958, And ICT provides EPC services for the cooling tower industry.
And what about Billfinger? I know they're featured on the back cover of this issue. What sets them apart from the rest?
Well, as Billfinger continues to expand its digitization and technological capabilities to support the midstream, downstream, refining, and petrochemical industries, the company is now more committed than ever to innovation, continuous improvement, cost reduction, and ultimately delivering value to its customers.
EMCOR Industrial Services is this month's featured insert. Can you tell me more about the company?
Yeah, absolutely. EMCOR Industrial Services, or EIS, their greatest value is realized when major industry engages it early to deliver combined shop and field, maintenance, and construction solutions. EMCOR's clients source diverse offerings individually or in combination for optimization of contracted resources.
Well, thanks, Andrew, for a great conversation. To read the November-December issue in its entirety and for ongoing industry updates, visit BICMagazine.com. The next issue we'll publish is a combined January-February issue. We have a lot of exciting things in the works for 2021. We at BIC Magazine thank our loyal readers and audience. This podcast is available on BICpodcast.com. Feel free to share it with your colleagues and friends. On behalf of BIC Magazine, we thank you.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.